Hi, everybody. Welcome to Getting Ahead of Ourselves. It's a podcast where I, your host, Allison, discuss meaningful, futuristic concepts with Kyle.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
We're arguably in the future now.
That's not arguable at all. It's a fact that we are in fact in the future.
I just wonder if any of our predictions came true.
Actually, we're now in the past, because if this is posted in the future, you and I are currently existing in the past.
That's true. I don't know what... It's all very relative terms. We're in the future of
this
past episodes.
This is really the point of the podcast, though, is just...
People have still not evolved into dinosaurs, I guess, is the point.
The point was, could they have? And the answer was no. And I take the L. I heard what everyone was saying. I understand. But moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
Millionaires.
Okay.
And should they be allowed to do anything?
No.
Yeah, that's the question today.
Okay.
Good answer. Glad you had a
thanks for joining us.
Thought. My thought process is, as the world progresses into being exclusively millionaires, as they're willing to just starve out anyone underneath $100,000 a year, when it progresses into just this sort of like upper class millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire society that we're heading drastically towards, I wonder, should it be illegal for millionaires to have full, what's the right word, autonomy?
Hmm.
Or should we cap them before it gets bad? And my example that I present is the millionaire sub-catastrophe.
Oh, yeah.
Because the thing with money is it allows you to do anything. And the question is, do we need to start making laws now that prevent millionaires from doing simply anything because they can?
Interesting.
Right.
Cool,
so this is my thought.
I have immediate many thoughts.
I think you say that every podcast.
I do. So, you ask a single question and I immediately have a ton.
Happy to hear.
A ton to say.
Happy to hear. This is why I have you on, because you're so smart. And
you get me on? Is that how this works? Is that how these podcasts
This is my podcast.
Oh, you're
these
right.
These are my ideas.
You're right. That's
these are
point.
My questions.
Yeah,
dumb. You're here to teach me about things that I don't know.
That's true. That's the premise of the podcast.
Because I'm actually, I have withheld the thought. I literally think of questions and then refuse to think any further on them.
You just don't answer them in your own head. And
never
wait.
Once. I wait for this podcast to think about it.
That must be really hard.
I withhold thought. It's not.
No?
Because honestly, I'm not smart in those ways. I'm very dumb in the ways that I bring up. I have some intelligence, but it's around things like feminist literature and food analogies.
Yeah, okay. Well, my first thought is that I have an immediate Marvel comparison.
Marvel?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is, you were essentially suggesting the Sokovia Accords for billionaires, which is the thing in Marvel Civil War where they were like, hey, since you superheroes keep dropping cities out of the sky, you're all going to have to sign a contract to not act unless the governments all collectively decide you're allowed to.
That makes sense.
And that's where the Civil War comes from.
Yeah.
Is the... Iron Man, who's
well, wasn't
guilty
that whole
about everything.
Movie about whether or not that should exist?
Yes, it was. They were debating.
Yeah.
Tony Stark was like feeling guilty about all the things he did. Was like, yes, that cables my face again.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. The audio version of this podcast will be great. We're doing video for the first time, so if you're watching it, hi. If you're not, we're doing fun things with audio cables. And then yeah, Captain America, being the American good boy he is, was like, but if I have to wait for the government to tell me yes, innocent people die, so I have to go. Anyway, billionaires aren't doing any of that because they have no morals.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't the kind of end of that movie is that Captain America was more correct?
I don't actually remember that, you know,
maybe
the biggest criticism of that film is that they don't actually resolve that question.
They do, because it becomes a movie about coolness points and Captain America wins.
They have a big fight.
Yeah.
In Russia or something.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
And Captain America is objectively cooler and therefore was more correct in the situation.
That's true. He does slam his shield in Iron Man's chest, which
he's
I think
objectively
means he
better.
Won
Isn't that the
argument.
Bucky one too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you win debates.
We like the Bucky Captain America thing.
Yeah.
He's clearly more correct. I just don't So then there's an argument to be made that shouldn't exist.
Right. Or that you should, because it tricks billionaires into fighting each other.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. The other point that I thought of immediately when you asked this is just the fact that you thought for a second that making a law is going to constrain a billionaire. is kind of fascinating.
It's the only tool that I have to consider. What else would we do?
There is nothing to do. Like, if you, like, okay, so I guess this is sort of how this usually goes,
right? There's a theoretical society in which laws are meaningful.
So in some way, we have an ability to control the agency of billionaires.
I think you just have to give the police the same amount of money as a billionaire. If you give the police all the money, then they can actually enforce the laws because then you can't buy them out.
Hold on. Obviously. I feel like this is wrong. I did not fully follow what you said, but those words in that order put up every alarm bell.
Your point was that it can't constrain a millionaire's actions and thought process because they have too much money. They can buy themselves out of it. But if you give the system in which they can buy themselves out of enough money that you cannot tempt them with said money,
You're following a bad point that I made, which you shouldn't be doing. I'm doing the thing I do every one of these episodes, which I go, that ain't real. And then I remember we're on a theoretical futurism podcast and have to back it up and pretend that it is actually real.
We just get to make the rules about the future which I'm talking about. So
and
you can talk about both. You can talk about ones in which they can buy themselves out, and then that's a very quick conversation. Well, or you could talk about ones where they can't, and then we can have a real conversation.
Great news. I already have a new idea.
Okay, let's hear it. Happy to hear it.
And it involves putting... So the only way this could work is if you controlled... Why did that just turn back on?
Don't worry about it.
If you controlled wealth caps on citizens, then the money could be rewarded to people that you needed. Being a billionaire would have to turn into a servant position. Could you restate your original question?
My original...
So I can respond to it well.
Let's not only restate the original question, but kind of talk about the concept of which I'm talking about. So the thing that inspired this was the millionaire who created his own submarine company.
Yeah.
To which he could shove people into a tube sock of a submarine down into the depths of the ocean to go look at the Titanic. And the question is, should he have ever been able to do that in the first place? Because the only reason he could do it is because of money. No actual other things needed to happen. Maybe it's because it's an overlooked group of people. People just aren't paying attention to millionaires making submarines. Maybe there's just a lack of regulation because people weren't thinking, you know what I need to get on top of?
Yeah.
Millionaires doing unethical things for the sake of underwater tourism. Hadn't crossed my mind yet. And maybe it does now. But point is, something like that, something so dastardly and so stupid to have happened simply because a man with too much money thought, I'm going to do this dumb thing and I'm going to kill people.
I think there is actually a really great superhero analog here, because you're talking about just having this absolute power and the fact that it like allows you to do whatever you want and then talking about whether or not that should be checked in some way. I think that, the answer to the general question is, like, should billionaires be policed in their actions? Like, the answer is yes, obviously. Like, no human being should have the power that billionaires do. And if you've been watching the channel recently, you know
illegal,
I shared
but
thoughts
can,
on this.
But it's not illegal to make your own company or do your own thing.
No, it's not illegal to do any of the things that lets you become a billionaire.
So what is the line then, right? Like, you're saying that you're minimizing it down to, should people be held responsible for their actions? And while I agree, I'm also saying that he didn't actually break the law until the murder, but he died with him.
Submarine guy still is who we're talking about.
I mean, as an example, right? Like, he didn't actually... I mean, even Elon Musk and all his space stuff, like... almost an unregulated.
It's a completely unregulated thing. It's a human being with the technology to launch people into space.
So should they even be allowed to touch it?
No, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't be allowed to touch anything.
Mark Zuckerberg should never have been allowed to make Facebook. Like, all of these things are just letting essentially a child walk around with a machine gun. Like, and it's going to happen the same way that would happen. They're eventually going to pull the trigger and kill someone and not be able to mentally comprehend what they just did and probably keep doing it anyway.
But how do you marry this with the idea that the worst crime a billionaire could ever actually do is be boring?
Well,
because if you're going to have money, do something cool.
I feel like that veers
off. But when
they
do something cool, it tends to be exceptionally illegal and dangerous, and people who shouldn't die do.
I agree. I want to take the future angle about this. How do we fix this and make a better version of the current system that we currently have, right?
Yes.
I think my first thought is the best way to do this is that the power has to be divvied up to people in exchange for something.
The power is divvied up to what kind of people? Just regular people? Not rich people?
I think it should be anybody who wants it, but in exchange for something incredibly valuable. I don't know exactly how this works, but the idea I'm having in my mind is, like, if you somehow wealth-capped multiple people, but then you need, or, like, taking the superhero example, right? Mm-hmm. If you could hand out a power, but it was, like, you can have this, Attack on Titan is weirdly a good example.
Yeah, okay.
In Attack on Titan, they get the Titan powers,
mm-hmm.
And it's like a thing that gets passed on from one person to another, and it's this incredible, awesome ability to turn into a giant and wreak havoc on things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a downside, which is that it kills you in, like, 5 years.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which means there's only a very certain kind of person that's allowed to have it. There's, like, a leash of some kind.
Let me throw out
and
a
you're
suggestion.
Asking about a leash being on to billionaires, to being on people with the power in our society, which is money.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
What if we cap them severely? So let's say the more money you get, the less house you get. So as you get richer, you get closer and closer to living in a tiny box. And you are able to use your money with the full freedom to do anything, except you can't buy a big house. Which means... I mean, I think this is a brilliant idea. So, in my world, as you get to $1 million, you are now in a one-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
Minimum.
Interesting.
Minimum one-bedroom, capped at a square footage. And then as you get to, what's after a million?
A billion?
500 million.
Yeah,
then.
Okay.
We're moving into studio space, right? As you get to a billion, no bigger than 200 square feet. Right. So we just sort of get them closer and closer to prison without taking any other right away. Just simply the right to live comfortably in a house.
You think that would be enough motivation to,
I
like...
I don't know. Don't you think so?
To, like...
Why doesn't this idea work? I think this is a perfect idea.
I think, what if they just don't go home? I don't know. Like,
where would they go?
They can just be out places.
Do their other billionaires box?
Billionaires'
friends.
I mean, yeah,
kennel?
Maybe you just it just self selects for people who are totally comfortable standing in a closet to go to sleep and then going out and wreaking havoc on the earth with their vast wealth.
I don't know. I think it could. I'm basically saying put billionaires in prison with no removal of rights.
Maybe here's a really important question: is it valuable to have incredibly powerful individuals in society at all? Like, is that worth even creating a system to allow for?
I think I'd be okay with superheroes.
You would. Maybe that's a good direction for this to go, actually. It's because, like, an analog for this real-life power is superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pro-superhero. You think there should.
Well,
society would be improved
but
by individual humans.
But superheroes are kind of in that cop direction, aren't they?
Who
superheroes the superhero?
That's a great quote. Someone should write that into a comic book. Exactly verbatim. There's not a better version of that quote.
Who guards the quote? Anyway.
Superheroes are inherently an American invention for very American idealistic reasons, which is that we value... individual vigilante justice. We like the idea that a single person
could
sheriff.
Only because cops can't do their jobs.
But, you know, I feel like that existed even before cops. The lone American cowboy.
This got political. Let's reel it back.
How could it not?
You know, I didn't think about that coming into this.
Maybe we can push past the political part, because I think it's important to establish. I don't feel like it's political to decide whether or not, like... a superhero should exist. There's lots of shows about this, about how it can go wrong. There's The Boys. There's
But it's really a question. The question,
I guess.
The larger question is how much rights should someone with an excessive amount of power have? And the question, I think the answer might be none. No rights.
Because power, when self-serving, is destructive to the whole. That's sort of the issue, right? Is that, like...
But then...
That's why Superman is an attempt to write in this character who's, like, completely selfless, benevolent dictator,
so
right?
So do you think that it should have been illegal for the submarine guy to have created his submarine company?
Like, just like that there should be rules against people exercising the power that they have?
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Assuming that's possible.
We're using power and money interchangeably, which I think is okay.
It does, is
okay. I just want to clarify that.
And I would say yes. Like, in an ideal world, again, we're talking fiction here, like, mm-hmm. like complete conceptual future where, mm-hmm. like, somehow you can police this thing.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like once you have that much power, almost every decision you make should be double-checked by someone. There should be a board that can approve what you do. I think if you're building... if you go... I want to start a rocket company. There should be a group of your... You should be tried before that happens.
Like, I don't even think it should be your peers. I think it should be people underneath
you. Yes, it should. It should be a trial by the jury of the people you're going to fuck up. Do we say that on this podcast? Do we curse on this podcast?
Yeah, we definitely curse on this podcast.
They should judge whether or not you should be able to make said rocket company and how and what the restrictions should be.
Fun idea. What if millionaires plus can only... make products and services for themselves?
Like, they just get their own little society?
Yeah. What if they were just banned from being able to market and sell towards lower class people?
Then they wouldn't be billionaires. That's how they get there.
Oh.
That's where they come from. Billionaires are most comparable to, like, D&D devils. It's about how many souls they can collect. When it comes down to it, that's where their power comes from.
But what do you have to say to someone whose uncle is rich and pretty cool?
That they don't count. That's just another soul for the billionaires. About. Yeah. Your rich uncle has nothing to do with the people I'm referring to.
Hmm.
They're.
What if they make $300,000 a year?
Then they're just slightly... It's like you and then slightly higher is your rich uncle and then all the way 30
slightly
stories
higher.
Up past the...
$300,000 does not feel slightly higher to
it
me.
It is compared to Jeff Bezos. It's meaningless.
Isn't he a trillionaire?
No, not yet. That doesn't exist yet. But
are you sure?
Yeah, it's theorized that we will hit the first trillionaire in the next, like, 10, 20 years, I think. Which is meaningless.
It'll take that long to get to a trillion?
I think so. I don't think anybody's quite that high yet. The distance between a billion and $1 trillion is literally incomprehensible by human brains. Like, there just isn't a way to actually visualize, like, how that works effectively. Because it's truly meaningless once you get to that point.
I think, though, you're
God.
I don't know. I think, so it reminds me of this time where this guy created an app. And the app provided zero services. It cost $500 for a subscription.
Yeah.
And the app's sole purpose was to tell other people that you had it.
Yeah.
And he made a lot of money.
I actually love this story.
A lot of people bought it. And so when you say that they don't make money marketing to themselves...
I'm not saying they don't make money marketing themselves. I'm saying that they make their fortune off of the backs of the general population. Right? Like, at the very bottom of everything, there is eventually labor. They're not the ones doing the labor.
But is there any ethical qualm to Submarine Man making submarines only for other millionaires? Because that is technically what he did.
Yeah, I actually don't really think almost anyone was harmed by that thing happening, is the crazy thing.
Well,
I wasn't part of
the
discourse.
People died.
Yeah, I don't care. They all got on the little submarine box. That might sound really callous. I wasn't involved in the conversation, and maybe I'm missing information. But I think if a rich guy invites his other rich buddies onto his tin can submarine that he built, and they all die, there's no victims at that point. Like,
if there's no victims, then it doesn't have to be regulated.
Honestly, yes.
So maybe the solution is, in fact, that millionaires can engage in any activity that they want whatsoever, as long as the only marketable people... and product buyers are other millionaires. Maybe that is the problem. Maybe that's how we solve the future of the society.
To throw another metaphor into this big metaphor pile, when the gods on Olympus do shit to each other, I couldn't care less, right? It's not until Zeus starts missing and hitting the towns with the lightning bolts around their conflicts that it starts becoming a problem, which always happens. That's really the main issue there.
It sounds like this is a solution.
Yeah, I think we're back to Civil War again, which is just make them fight each other. Like, if that's all they were doing, I think it would be fine. And, new metaphor. throwing Godzilla at another monster, I think, is like, it's totally fine other than when they start stomping on the buildings. We need Monster Island. We need Billionaire Island. Let's empty Australia and put all the billionaires there and they can just eat each other. What?
Oh, it's a streetlight.
Oh.
Okay, so it sounds like what needs to happen is not that the solution to solving society's class system is that we cap billionaires, but do the opposite. Never cap billionaires, only cap who they're allowed to market to.
Yeah.
Allow them to be a society within themselves and basically buy tickets to the billionaire coliseum so that all of us can...
Yeah.
Now, who gets the money for the billionaire coliseum? See, and this is the fun part, is that is as you're rewarded with more and
why
more money,
money?
As you
it's
start,
free admission.
As you become one of those ground up, you know, landlord leeches in life or whatever, and as you get closer and closer to your $1 million, you get closer and closer to the elite status of people who are now taking little tube cans to go see, because there is reward. There is risk and reward, right? It's not all bad. It's not like they're actually fighting each other. They're not really Godzilla and whatever the other monster Godzilla fights. They are also offering to go to space together or whatever on Elon Musk's shitty little space rocket. And
I think maybe we're wrapping back around to my initial suggestion, which was the idea of turning the elite class back around into almost a public service. Which I think maybe is encapsulated both by... I love that all of my references for these are just throwing out media.
Not a single food analogy.
No food analogy. That's for movies. I use food analogies, and then I use movies to analog real life.
So just one step removed from Kevin Bacon.
I feel like My Hero Academia kind of does this concept pretty well. Like, they've created this world where it's like superheroes are a public service and you can become a superhero. You can become incredibly powerful and up in the system, but like you have to be part. It's almost like being part of a union or something.
Yeah.
There's rules you have to follow if you want to do it through proper channels. And if you do it by yourself alone, those proper versions go after you. You're fighting them, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like this is usually like I feel like this happens in a lot of superhero stories where there is sort of the legal heroes and the illegal heroes are the ones they kind of go after. And there's room for corruption there too, but at least it's more of an attempt at regulating than like what we currently have, which is just a total free for all of anybody that manages to make that amount of money.
Yeah.
And then the rest of us are just the resources in their big world domination video game. So I think turning it into some kind of service makes sense. I'm also reminded of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy plot, where the president of the galaxy is, they somehow, using their future tech, figured out the person who wanted to do it the least, took him, stuck him alone in a shack on an isolated planet, and then whenever they need a decision about how the galaxy runs, they go to that guy, and they ask him how it should be done, because he gets nothing from the job. He has no power. He has no benefits whatsoever.
And he's the president of the galaxy. Book? Who wrote that book?
Douglas Adams. He's dead. I don't remember. I think he got ill. He seemed like a fun guy, honestly.
He knew something.
He knew a lot.
He knew something that a lot of people don't know.
I think he really
definitely
did.
More things than I know.
He sounded like he was a crazy guy who could not observe deadlines to save his life. And one of my favorite books of his is actually he spent what little wealth he had traveling around and looking at extinct animals or almost extinct animals. He has a whole book called Last Chance to See about going out and just finding endangered species just to observe them before they disappeared.
Man.
And that was it.
Did he have any money?
I guess I assume he had some amount of money from his books were semi-popular. Hitchhiker's Guide is a pretty good seller.
Okay, that makes sense. Before he died?
It was getting popular before he died. He died unexpectedly early.
So, kind of fun twist though. The answer to the question, should we stop billionaires from doing the ridiculous and potentially dangerous things that billionaires do, the answer was no.
I think actually maybe not. I think if done right, if we somehow could control the idea of a billionaire, I think they add some spice to the world. I think they maybe could work in sort of like a checks and balances kind of way.
I think Undercover Boss was kind of supposed to do something that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't work at all.
Having this weird, like, almost like a controlled apex predator that you can sort of introduce into an environment, but will ultimately die because of its own, like,
I just think there needs to be
it'll eat itself.
Yeah, there just needs to be a high risk element to being a millionaire.
Yeah,
you just
I agree.
Need to add a high risk.
There
thing.
Is no risk. There's
like
no trade off.
Only dinosaurs that only hunt people who make $1 million and above. Like, just introduce an apex predator,
just
like you said.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, introduce an apex predator that hunts millionaires. So the risk is a millionaire with all the options to do anything a millionaire can do,
yeah,
or get eaten by a dinosaur.
Yeah, okay. Billionaire eating dinosaurs.
And I think the future will allow this.
I have a dinosaur that eats force field dogs.
What is that from?
From Toy Story. It's in the beginning when he's like playing with
yes.
that.
Well, and if we ever get to the point where people can evolve back into dinosaurs, like we had suggested is possible.
Oh my God, you're right. The solution has been in front of us the whole time.
Eat.
If people evolve back into dinosaurs
eat.
Like they once were, we can eat the rich.
There it is.
As dinosaurs. Evolve into dinosaurs, eat the rich.
What a wonderful podcast this was.
It was
fantastic.
Where
we discuss all of the nuances of everything, really. I don't think there was a single untouched topic.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. I feel like I learned almost nothing. And I feel like everyone listening learned also nothing. But we had a really good time talking about it.
We did. I think that was pretty nice.
And I have more in the future of these conversations. This was a simpler one because
yeah.
I actually would really like to get Matlock involved in these podcasts.
That would be cool.
I think the three of us would nail it.
Yeah.
And so there are some topics that I just think would be better left with his opinion.
Hopefully.
Actually,
you can be
almost
here
soon. All of them. But until then, I have to keep coming up with topics that I think you and I could handle.
Yeah.
Exclusively.
Yeah. And so. I think we'll try and hit on these like once a week even would be kind of
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to edit them aside from making the cameras flip back and forth, so
yeah.
It should be pretty easy to put up.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. Anyway, thanks everybody for joining us. And we'll hear from you next time.
Yeah.
Obviously, leave comments.
Yes,
please. I always want to hear what you have to say. It's not even
solutions.
About the engagement. I literally want to know why you're mad at what I said.
We just like reading comments.
I just like reading comments.
Just kind
I just
of a
want
hobby.
More people in the conversation.
Yeah.
I just can't fit all of them in my car to do the podcast.
Right.
It would be completely unreasonable.
It would. It's not a very big car.
But I'd love to hear people's thoughts on this kind of stuff. And if your thought is that you don't think anything should happen to millionaire billionaires, I don't think you need to leave that comment. Personally.
Leave comments unless you disagree with us.
Yeah.
Leave those out of it.
Right. I can't hear you. There's a boot in your throat. And so you sound like a gurgled mess. So, luckily this is a non-political podcast.
Yep.
Where we just discuss random futuristic ideas with no bias whatsoever.
That's true. It's purely
this
subjective.
Is the actual goodbye. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.